express yourself.
Okay, everyone. Good morning. Good morning, YK Delta and beyond. It's another edition of Talkline. It is August 23rd.
Yeah.
And I'm Diane McGachran.
And I'm Peter Atchek. Good morning.
And we are ready, willing, and able to take your calls and your emails, whatever you have on your mind, announcements you want to make, issues you want to share ideas about. It's open forum. You can be anonymous if you'd like, and we'll give out the numbers for you here.
And they are 543-5985, 543-2756.
I don't know the numbers like you do.
800-995-8954.
And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your email over the air.
Yes.
Sometimes a really good way for really shy people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know,
Kay.
You can be anonymous and say whatever you want to. So we have John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
This is anonymous.
Oh, wait. No, no. Okay.
This is a round with you. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good.
We're good.
Okay. Anyway, hunting season's coming up pretty soon. You know, around the corner here.
Yeah.
And, you know, TKC has land patrol people that go on TKC land.
Yeah.
And the owners, they haven't here for you nearly 18.
No. Oh. I mean, not that I've seen.
No, we're more relaxed than they are.
Yeah.
You know, I want to tell you about one incident that happened once under their scrutiny. Me and a friend of mine were hunting. We were both below that hummock, that big tundra hill there, and that slough there, and that part of that is Unit 18 land. We were in a tributary in the middle of the slough there where there was an island. So you'd consider that the tributary. We were not on TKC land. But they had a patrol come up there, and the guy comes out, and we were sitting there enjoying ourselves, looking around. My friend said, uh-oh. I said, what? Well, there's a boat come up. Maybe it's TKC. What do you mean? We're on Unit 18 land. Anyway, they came over. The guy's posture as he was coming out of the boat had his hand on his holster, holding the gun within his hand as it was holstered, like we were some sort of criminals.
Wow.
That posture alone had me threatened. I thought, what the heck's going on here? I looked for my rifle, because if something were to happen, he would pull that gun out there, I would have shot him in self-defense.
Ooh.
Because he didn't acknowledge who he was. He just took the boat, went up there on the land, then he acknowledged as when he approached us. And as he acknowledged us, he still had his gun on his holster, by, you know, within the palm of his hand as he holstered up like he knew in the old West. And he told us we're on TKC land, and no problem, we never seen no sign here. We're on the tributary, but he still had to leave there. Me and my friend, we were going to turn him into a state trooper, because this person could have easily got killed by taking out his gun without us knowing what's going on here. That was a threat on our life, you know. That's body posture with your gun on her. How do we know he's TKC land? You know, it was kind of circumstances. But now that they enforce these laws, they should have a personnel training center for TKC land when they're going to go out hunting, so they'll know how to conduct their proper behavior towards others. You show respect to others, and they show the same to you. Don't be hostile, you know, things like that of negative nature towards them, because we're all trying to hunt too. And that's, you do it with respect, and they're giving back to you with respect, you know what I mean? Rather than getting killed or something happening really bad.
Mm.
They need to, it's like when you go to work for office personnel, you get personnel study. Learn how to conduct with the public. That's what they need to have. Instead of somebody being so macho as to being under a threat like, you know what I mean, trying to threaten you like that posture. And around here, Another one I heard was when you see a moose when you're out there hunting, and another guy said, that's my moose, but you look into the circumstances first. Who was pursuing that moose first? The hunter? If that was his moose, you leave that alone, you go on. A lot of people around here are trigger happy. That leads to big arguments and stuff like that. Mm. Up on the Yukon, when we hunt moose, we've had incidents where we've seen moose on other people's camp, but they didn't see us. We left them alone. We showed respect for their hunters because we didn't say, oh, that's my moose, that's your moose. We considered theirs because they're the one that was hunting within that area. It's like going on somebody's property and trespassing. Mm. You just show respect to them. And you show respect back, you know, that's the way it goes. And and that's what I like about Russian Mission. You people are respectful for other people's hunting areas, and we don't get in no big arguments or get in greed over whose moose that is and fighting over animals that you have no right to be fighting over. You know, you respect other people's property just like a game, and everything will go just fine.
Common sense, yes.
You know, yeah, that's what you use, your common sense. Yeah. And they need to have a personnel training for the TKC thing I was talking about there. Mm. You know, so nobody will get hurt or nothing. You never know whom you may approach. He might be a Vietnam veteran. You go there and he has a flashback, and then all of a sudden, you know, everything's all is down under the table, you know what I mean? Instances like that.
Did the guy have
proper training?
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you, John, if those people that approach you, did they have a uniform or an emblem on their boat? Or?
Nope, they had nothing on there. That's why I was saying they need to get together there before this, the whatever they do on, you know, looking for trespassers on their property.
Yeah.
Go through a personnel training center and learn how to behave and show your manners and how you should approach people rather than keeping your hand on the weapon, you know. No, we're not in old cowboy stages. And that's a form of intimidation, if you want to consider it that. So I just want to mention that so it'll be safe for everybody.
Yes.
You know, not only the hunter, but the people who are enforcing the law.
Mm-hmm.
You should use your common sense, like you said, Peter. That's the best way to resolve a resolution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you, Diane, Peter.
Okay.
You're welcome.
John, really, we appreciate your call.
Yes, and I really like talking on here. And I missed last week.
We know.
Yeah, we noticed.
I'm making it up for last week.
We noticed.
Okay, I'm just making it up. Anyway, everyone, please wear your life jacket. Don't drink and drive. And watch out for other people. And watch out for pedestrians. Now they're doing the highway work. Don't get no roadways because you're on a waiting list. They're trying to improve the roads.
Yeah.
Not make you mad.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Yep, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Now, this email is just on the screen. I don't know if we're supposed to read it. It's from August 16th.
Oh.
Last Friday, but I don't think we read it. So they might have put it up on the screen to make sure we did. Okay, well, I'll do it.
Okay.
This is from Mary Mathias. She is the Natural Resources Director at ONC. Yeah, ONC. Donlin Gold update. And she writes, there are 10 tribes from and throughout the YK Delta region who have passed opposing resolutions against this mine. We are encouraging other tribes to step up and help us defend the Kuskokwim River for its known abundance of fish and for all the communities living along this river. The river is known for its subsistence values. It's our connection to the way of life because we gather our foods from it to help feed our families. We harvest salmon, whitefish, sheafish, lush fish, smelts, and other. We are planning on having another protest march sometime before this month is over. We are welcoming other communities nearby to walk with us, whether it be in their villages during the same time we march here in Bethel. And if they do, they should take pictures and share them with us through our Facebook or send through email. And I think the Facebook page is titled, it's the full name, it's OTNC, Natural Resources Department. That's a long name. Maybe you could say that. I don't know how.
Otsararmit Traditional Native Council.
Natural
Resources Department.
That's a long Facebook name, but something like that. I have not heard any dates when this march was going to be. So anyway, we're going to go to a caller from Akiak. Roy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roy.
Good morning.
Yes.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. I fully agree with Mr. Nick and the person that sent the email in reference to the resource issues.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, I just want to thank the public health workers, those people that focus on critical life issues and make sure everyone's safe and their health issues are taken care of. And, sometimes I think we don't thank them enough for the kind of work they do. And especially for people that are attempting to work with this current big budget cuts in our national institutions because of big tax cuts for the very wealthiest people in our nation, and getting big rebates, whereas the American citizens are paying for it for out-of-pocket issues and institutions that need to be functioning, like our healthcare issues. And I was amazed, at Anchorage with the ophthalmology department that are really willing to do their very best and with great spirit of trying to help we the people. So for that, I had to make a comment about that. I really feel very good that there are people that are doing their very best to make our people healthier, you know. So for that, thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too, Roy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, fine.
Our lines are open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, were you going to get the weather update there?
Yeah, he's going to plug it in a minute here. But I think we had yesterday's weather with forecast for today's weather, you know. But I think Grady is updating our weather. Yeah, besides.
Oh, I see, because we lost it. Oh, yeah. Shoot.
But, you know, looking out our window, we have hazy looking skies outside, and
yes,
the winds appear to be calm. And so keep your lights on, you know, drivers, that, you know, because it seemed like some places, you know, get pretty thick, you know, and when there's no wind, you know, it tends to stay. So remember to keep your lights on, so visibility might be obscured or low. So,
yeah.
And then there's people working on the roads, you know, so be courteous to them, you know, for
the roads, the areas where they have finished, it's really nice driving.
Gosh, yes.
Smooth sailing down the road.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very good.
I was just saying that this morning, you know, my friend and I, we had to take a ride up towards Kasayali to pick up someone, and then, yes, it, you know, when you get on that nice road, wow, that just feels so wonderful.
Yeah, it does. And that's great.
Yeah.
So, okay, so there, and I, sometimes we can't get, yeah, we can't get, oh, there, now we can get Tundra Drums announcements. Oh.
Okay.
See, the options weren't at the top there. Okay.
Okay.
There.
Bear with us. We're trying to figure out
we're
screen
still
ahead
to
of us
perfect
here.
Perfect our technology.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. So
still don't quite have it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
Here's the weather.
From.
Oh.
Don't read the first part because that's yesterday's weather.
No, now it's today. Now they
Now it's updated.
Okay, here we go.
We're looking at we're under partly cloudy skies, and there's a slight chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid 50s to lower 60s. North winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight you can be looking for mostly clear skies. Lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. North winds 10 to 20. And what everybody's looking for, weather forecast for tomorrow. You're looking at partly cloudy. Highs in the 50s to lower 60s. North winds 10 to 15 miles. It didn't mention anything about our haze that we...
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it might burn off later today because it's supposed to be sunny in the afternoon, which seems to be the pattern.
Yeah.
So we have a caller, Jim from Bethel. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
You have to turn down your radio.
Oh, no, I like it. Yeah, I don't want to turn you guys out.
Well, no, but when you're on the call, it kind of causes a lot.
I know.
Jim has a good attitude.
Twice.
Well, you're very brave to want to hear it twice.
I said yours. I didn't say about that other gentleman next to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, he brought up a good statement there about how nice these roads are improving after the last few years of potholesville we've been. And as it's nice, people are going to start driving faster. And fall is coming. Mm. So that we're daylight hours. Now we're going to have people, especially kids, walking. Mm. And one of the biggest things we have a problem here in Bethel, whether we want to admit it or not, is headlights and taillights out on our vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, I would hate to see somebody... have an accident, some kid or some adult just walks out of the road, and because you didn't have your headlights working properly, you might clip them. It is not that hard to go down to Nicholson's or Napa and get a new headlight and get it put in.
Mm-hmm.
Please, folks, talk about it. When you see a friend of yours, or even if it isn't a friend, just you see somebody, you drive into the post office, you happen to know someone else has a headlight, or especially a taillight out, hey, remind them. Get it fixed, because I don't know what the rules are exactly, but guess what? You can get a ticket for that and points against your driver's license.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think your talk show needs to really push that as one of the issues.
Well, thank you for bringing it up.
Next month. Okay. With that, I will back on let you and the other individual.
You can go. Okay. Yeah, and Peter, you can go turn on your radio now and continue listening.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
I wonder if Pete figure out who he's talking to.
Peter. All right, thank you.
Okay, Jim, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, bye.
Now, see, that's a good point, because during the summer you might not know that one of your lights is out. And I would be appreciative if someone in a parking lot came up and said, hey, I noticed your rear light out. Because sometimes people drive in the summer with their headlights on, which is another kind of precaution. But you don't know that one of those headlights is not on. And so it's good to have people look out for that.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. All right. So our lines are open and... ready for you, ready to take your calls. We have, we have some Tundra Jums announcements. Now, because of the road construction around Swanson's and North Star Gas, the city bus will not be going to the Brown Slough area today. Well, now it says today, Thursday, August 24th, which is actually tomorrow.
I think from Thursday to tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm reading that. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for translating that, because I did not know what that meant. Okay. And then the LKSD Board of Education will meet at 4 o'clock yesterday. All right. Never mind that message. That's been done. And, oh, maybe the ones that are highlighted have already been read. then there's a message from the activities director at Soldotna High School.
Oh.
This weekend's cross-country meet has been canceled due to air quality in Anchorage.
Oh, no.
Also, BRHS will not be attending the Friday quad meet at Bartlett Trails. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that air quality is very severe.
Yeah, it looks fierce.
Yeah, so we have Edward on the line. Good morning, Edward. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning. I've been thinking what John Nick said about the land issue and the people.
Uh-huh.
If we think about it and see how it, this thing started, the land problem, if we see the people, us people, land in equal anxa.
Mm.
That's when the land issue started. Anxa. That's when all the whatever in Lakota started, whatever that in English. Now we see today, like I heard John said about upriver people when they go hunting. They talk about the land, corporation land. I've been hearing too. I live up tundra. We don't do that stuff. We share. Equally share, that's the gift to us to use. We don't belong anything on earth. We just have to borrow them. We won't live rest of our life and have them. And if we die, we can't bring them to wherever we go. Anxa. Land. People. Equal. Anxa. That's when it all started. Anxa. It came from Washington, D.C. It never come from us people that live in Alaska. Got my drift?
Yeah.
Yes.
People,
yeah.
Land, equal ANCSA. That's when the all the commotion started. If you guys look at it, money talks, BS walks. That's all they see.
Mm.
And we're the one who are BS walking. Nobody listens. Even we talk, we live here in Alaska since we were born, and we know what's going on. We know our environment. We know our animals. We know everything that we live. So, Sonic said, people, land, equal answer. That's when it all started. Okay, thank you. Good morning. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you,
bye.
Edward.
Okay. Hey. Great. So we have a few minutes till our music comes on and we take a short break, but you're welcome to call in anyway as the lines are open, and I'll see if any emails have come in. So we've we've just sort of been talking about the cautions that people should take with moose hunting, and some tribes have created resolutions in opposition to Donlin Gold Mine, and kind of a thanks to the public health workers, and enjoying our nice roads, but a reminder that winter is coming and your headlights and taillights should be in good working order, and that some of the issues around land and what happens to land, one caller has traced that back to ANCSA and how that kind of started things going in a different direction in their point of view. So we have kind of a wide range of things. And
I see birds gathering.
Oh, okay. All right, Peter, are you ready to accept that, in fact,
yeah,
they are leaving us?
Well, we'll...
Oh!
You know, it's hard to admit.
It
yeah,
is hard. I know, I know.
But they need to fatten up first,
yeah.
You know,
well,
to
yes.
reserve their energies. And
because...
You know, they have a long ways to go.
To go, right.
Yeah.
They are going to
so,
leave.
And I think they'll fly around here for a while before
okay.
they decide to head down.
I think you're experiencing some denial, but okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the berries are still, you know, there's blackberries.
Now people the blackberries,
are,
yeah.
Yeah, blackberries are ready now, if people are saying.
Yep.
And
so, and then things are, some things are turning, I hope this is okay to say to you, but some things are turning colors.
They appear to be. I've been trying to look at the green, you know, and keep my eyes away from the other colors.
I know, but the window we're looking at right now, I see yellow too, so.
Yeah, yeah, they are pretty though.
Yeah.
Yes, change of colors, you know, indicating that we are headed, you know, headed that direction. So,
yes. And the mornings have that real chill to them.
Oh yeah, you can feel it in the air. Yes.
Yeah, a little bit of fog on your windows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
might have been, you know, might frost maybe soon. Maybe gotta say maybe.
we don't want to face it.
Yeah,
but yes.
Yeah.
More other kinds of days are coming.
Yeah. Fall is beautiful color, though.
Yeah.
Wonderful time to be out. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to give out the numbers again. And if you want to email us, you can email us at radio@kyuk.org.
Or call 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985. 543-2756. 800-995-8954. We welcome your call. And then, you know, time starts moving fast, you know, so don't procrastinate and wait until the last time, because everybody likes to call towards the end of the show or last half hour of it. Anyway, we do have a flood of calls.
Yeah.
But we can't keep up with all of them.
So I'm going to read an email real quick. Okay. This is from Gloria Simeon. BIA listening session. Diane and Peter, I would like to give thanks to the person who called in last week and spoke of how the Alaska State Troopers are right there when a moose or fish is caught illegally. After listening to testimony after testimony of them, Alaska State Troopers taking days and weeks to respond to life and death, domestic violence situations in our villages, if they even respond at all. I used those words when I gave my testimony. Guiana Chuknuk from my heart. Happy Friday. They're right there when a moose is illegally caught, but it might take longer when a crime has been committed, is her point. Thank you, Gloria, for writing in. And we're going to go to a short break. You're listening to KYUK you're listening to Talk Line at KYUK, 640 on your AM dial.
Fresh Air Weekend is a weekly best-of show, taken from host Terry Gross's Daily Show. Catch intimate conversations and revelatory interviews with probing questions and unusual insights. Fresh Air Weekend's on KYUK, Saturday at 6 a.m.
Looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours? Becoming a 2020 census taker may be right for you. More information at 2020census.gov/jobs. That's 2020census.gov/jobs. Census jobs with great pay and flexible hours help ensure everyone gets counted to strengthen your community. 2020census.gov/jobs. It's one way you can make a real difference in your community. This message sponsored by the U.S. Census Bureau.
This is Rafe from Bethel. Hear the latest in news, music, and weather on KYUK Radio, 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
For that break, we're back and we have a caller, John Carter from EEK. Welcome to the show, John.
Good morning, John.
Hi, John Carter. You're on Talk Line.
Yes, I'm John Carter. I'm calling from Eek, Alaska.
Okay.
I have to make corrections on the last caller who mentioned about ASCA,
yes.
Alaska Natives Claim Settlement Act,
mm-hmm.
Saying that some of the lands were loaned or borrowed by people. Any part of the land here in the state of Alaska is not borrowed, it's not loaned. Otherwise, chaos would happen. In other words, I would do anything I wanted to do without any direction, or somebody tell me to do. Somebody tell me to do what is happening in my land because of my doing, and I would tell that person it is not that business because I loaned because it was borrowed to me or loaned to me. The land that now at this time is the purpose for the land is to be used, not loaned or borrowed. Otherwise, the chaos would be taking place even today. That's something that I would like to call over there and make corrections from the last caller. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, John.
Thanks, okay. John.
Okay.
Lines are open.
Lines are open still. So, and we don't have any real Tundra Drama announcements other than the city bus is not going to be going to Brown Slough today or tomorrow because of the road construction around Swanson's and North Star Gas. That's good to know. And the air quality in around the Soldotna area is so bad that they have had to cancel the weekend's cross-country meet, which I think BRHS was going to be a part of. So that will not happen. That's too bad. Those fires are crazy. Fires in the Arctic, fires in the Amazon.
It's
like from one end of the earth to the other. Really serious events happening to the environment, which are going to be impact us. We have Bubbles on the line.
Okay.
Welcome to Talkline, Bubbles. And why aren't you in class?
We're on break right now.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Diane. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Bubbles.
Yes, this is Bubbles from Bethel, Leanna Isaac with ABCT Healthy Families.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call in and let everyone know that I'm going to have a community event tomorrow. And that will be story time, and that will be at the Family Service Center, the old mud hut, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. or later, depending on how the storytelling goes. I'm going to have three people actually come in. Two are very well-known storytellers, Elder Esther Green and Earl Polk. The third, which everybody knows as Kusuk, and then Alex Nick. So that will be tomorrow, Saturday, the 24th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Old Mud Hut.
Wow.
And everyone is welcome. I encourage everyone to come. There's no fee, just limited space at 30 people. But I hope everyone comes and get the chance to listen to different stories.
Oh, that's great. And these are great storytellers. And are they just going to tell a story that they really want to tell, or is there a theme?
Yes. I left it up to them because they are the artists.
Yeah. right.
So it will be up to them. But they are deciding what they're going to be sharing. And I know that whenever they do, it's always like, they give it their 110%, and they're all very good people, and I really appreciate their storytelling.
Nice. That's a good trio right there. They will have good stories. All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Now, have you guys had any of the cheesecake yet, by chance?
Oh, my gosh. Your cheesecake is so good. That's why I'm so hyper right now.
I put lemon juice in it, so it gave it a little zest.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, have a good meeting there.
Wow.
Yep. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. And we have Alyssa from U.S. Fish and Wildlife on the line. Good morning, Alyssa. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, UConn Delta. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Oh, we're great.
Wonderful.
Oh, you sound peppy. Very peppy.
Hi. We just wanted to make another notification. We have actually a couple here, and I'll pass the phone along. For the first announcement, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that BIA is closed due to contamination and health hazards. Please be aware of the conditions and do not enter signs have been posted at the BIA gate. We understand that the gate isn't always locked, but we are concerned for the public health is our first concern at this point. So we just want to continue making aware that BIA has contamination for health.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to pass the phone along to Aaron.
Okay.
Okay, to who? Who is
Aaron?
This? Aaron. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, this is Aaron Moses. I just want to talk real quickly about moose.
Okay.
Hunters have till the 25th to get the RM615 hunting permit, and it's going to be a little different this year for Zone 1. It's not going to be closed by emergency order. It's going to be open from September 1 to September 7th, and then Zone 2 will be open the whole month of September. Mm-hmm. And last week we gave out the tier two permits for federal hunting on federal land in Unit 19A. So, moose hunting is coming up soon. So, good luck to everybody. And I'm going to pass it on to Ray Bourne now.
Ray Bourne. Okay, Ray.
Hey, we're playing me at triage here. All three of us get to talk.
You guys are so organized and coordinated. That's awesome.
Cool.
You know, we just heard about the Mulchatna herd count, and we'd like to make a public notice that for folks to be aware that the herd count is going to be just down. So 2019-2020, the hunting season may see some changes coming up. The annual count was conducted in July, and the estimated population is 13,500. So the current objective is 30,000 to 80,000, so it's way down below where our objective is.
Wow, less than half.
Yeah, we don't know what that is, and we're still working on it, trying to figure that one out.
Okay.
Our last estimate that we were working on previously was from 2016. That was at 27,000. So that was kind of like, well, that's pretty close. We can continue to have some harvest. We'll be working with Alaska Department of Fish and Game and Togiak Refuge to kind of take some actions to develop a reasonable way to continue harvesting caribou and still conserve and rebuild that population. We do ask hunters to continue to follow the regulations and report their harvest to ADF&G as we go through the season. That gives us the best options for management. But we will see probably some changes in the regulation in the next couple of weeks or a couple of months to talk about that. We do know the caribou season started on the 1st of August, but we understand that most of the harvest happens in February and March timeframe. So we're asking everybody to help us with taking care of the caribou herds so we have caribou into the future. That's it from us.
All right. Thank you. Alyssa, Aaron, and Ray.
Yeah.
Coordinating their messages to us. Okay, so just to restate that, what Aaron had said, that Zone 1 is open September 1 through 7, and Zone 2, the whole month, is open, and you have until the 25th to get your permit.
RM615 permit.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And, well, I think I'm going to give a shout-out to my sister now. She's in Springfield, Missouri.
Wow.
She had a little foot surgery, so I'm going to wish her well. And she's listening now. I gave a good shout-out to my brother last week. He was also in Missouri, and now she's jealous and wants a better shout-out. And but you know what? We have a caller, so I guess I'm going to leave her hanging. Howard from Bethel. Good morning, Howard. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Talking about that BIA contamination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of creeks that are pretty much running through that area, you know, on those tundra creeks.
Okay.
And I wonder how much pollution is in the water flowing through this tundra.
Mm.
And there's people that other people, they grow their own vegetables out that way. How much does anybody check to see if there's any contamination with that growth there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And people buy this stuff, and I wonder if that's even checked, you know.
Oh, you're talking about, like, at the corner there before you turn off to go to Larson off Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway?
Yeah, and then there's another one here that runs by Guivik and that area, you know. There's water that flows through there, too. And he has a that person has a bunch of stuff that's growing there. And, you know, so I'm kind of concerned about are people eating contaminated growth, you know?
Okay. Good question. I don't know.
Yeah, really good question.
Okay, and I hope everybody takes you out there when they're hunting and be careful, watch for each other, and have a good weekend.
Okay.
Thank you, Howard.
Bye. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? It's that the whole BIA area is a mystery to me. Like, why? It must be the cost that prevents it from being completely torn down and reclaimed or reclaimed. And I wonder if there's any future plans for that area. It'd be great if it was like a wildlife center, you know, where you could go out birding and just in that area, you know, and, you know, sometimes you can see moose there and fox and hares. Be kind of, you know, kind of nice. You know, there's a trail, that oil spill road kind of makes a nice trail, and they could have like little signs, you know, that gave information and about the tundra and the plants and stuff. But I bet, you know, that costs a lot of money to take care of that. And it seems like, I wonder why the government was allowed to just leave BIA buildings just standing like that without doing anything to take care of them, right, you know?
Yes, and that's a dangerous area, too, I hear, you know, because the building is old, and then there's evidence of people have been in there, in and out of there. And
It's like a teenager magnet.
Yeah,
the whole area,
because
teenagers really go there, and they go up on the water tank, those high tanks, and goof around up there.
And what about, like, people must go pick berries, too, around that area. So I don't know if it gets to, if that contamination gets to the ground and berries. And Howard mentioned a good one about
the streams,
the sloughs, you know, or waterways that, you know, that flow from there, that area into, you know, other parts of the country back there. And maybe that slough, too. I'm not sure. That's the beginning of a brown slough that goes back through Weavik and then Thunder Ridge by Thunder Ridge. And then from there it keeps on going towards westerly direction. And I don't know where the end is.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. It's got an it's extensive how far it goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we're going to give out the numbers again just to help you call in if you'd like.
Yes. We appreciate your call. Their numbers are 543-5985. That's 543-KYUK. 543-2756. 800-995-8954.
And you can email us, excuse me, at radio@kyuk.org. And we have Russ from Chelista calling. Good morning, Russ. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane. Hi, Peter. How's it going, guys?
Hey, good morning, Russ.
Now, Russ is a little bit of a new. What happened to Tom?
He's still there.
But Russ is
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Russ.
Yeah, Tom is now the director of shareholder services and communications, and I'm doing most of the direct communications to the media side of things.
Okay.
And also, I wanted to call specifically because I just got back from Bethel and then also going into a couple of villages for the annual backpack campaign through Ulista, our main subsidiary and holding line.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so basically on Tuesday we went out to Emonic and Kotlik. And, I mean, this from the time frame of this whole campaign goes back this summer, where Ulista employees mostly located in Huntsville, Alabama, but also New Jersey and Houston, all put in, you know, money to donate for backpacks and school supplies that would all go to kids from the region. And both Imanik and Kalik were the beneficiaries this year for the fifth annual backpack campaign.
Oh, that's neat. So how do you pick the villages that will receive these benefits each year, these gifts?
I'm not sure exactly how Yulista picks them, but I know that one part of it was the fact that one of the Yulista interns who was interning at Yulista this last summer in Alabama is actually from Imanik, and she was part of one of the proponents in having that village be chosen.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so, and over the years, it's sometimes it's two villages, sometimes it can be up to four. I think over the last 5 years, it's been about 16 to 20 villages over the time frame.
Okay, now this annual backpack campaign, what is it?
Like so it's basically a way for the employees at Yulista to give back to the our region and the community. So mm-hmm. Yulista is based in Huntsville, Alabama, and most of their work is in government contracting. And a lot of the people don't really they don't have a chance to come up to Alaska or they know somewhat about our situation as Alaska Native Corporations. But this gives another link for the employees in Alabama to be able to see how their work is given back to the shareholders of the YK Delta.
So they're giving out backpacks or
and school supplies?
Yeah, we went there on Tuesday and we started first with Imanik, and the supplies that were in the backpacks were already there when we got there. You know, it takes a great partnership with other organizations to get the stuff up there first. There's a group called SBA that brings it from Alabama to Seattle, and then Linden and Ryanair also partnership to donate the freight in order to bring those items to Bethel and then to the villages.
Okay. Cool.
And, there was about 1,000 backpacks purchased through, you know, an online website, a website to where the employees can choose to donate, and they raised over 1,000 backpacks this year for the communities. And there were so many backpacks that they're able to use the backpacks beyond the need for the villages that we went to, and also provide backpacks to some of the schools in the local area of Huntsville, Alabama, as well.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Good.
Nice.
It was a great experience, not just we saw so many kids that would be happy to receive their backpack and look through it, and they'd find books as well and all the supplies they need for the year. It's great to see their smiling faces.
Good job.
Excitement to begin their year of learning. So.
Well, our appreciation to Celeste and Yulista.
Yeah. That's a neat project. Now, is that a project that goes on every year? Will that happen again next year?
Yes, it'll happen again next year. And this is all through Yulista. And like I said, Yulista is based in Huntsville, Alabama, but they have sites in New Jersey and Houston. And I guess they even make a competition out of it. Who can raise the most backpacks? And this is all through employee donations. So it's really employee-driven when it comes to this. So.
Cool. Okay.
Good. Well, thanks, Russ.
And I also took photos and videos, and you can find that part next week. We'll post it onto our Yulista Corporation Facebook page and also the Yulista Facebook page, and you can find it there and see the smiling faces and everything.
Oh, good. Good deal.
So, great. Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you for the good word this morning there, Russ, and we applaud Yulista.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
All right, thank you. Okay, so now, you know, AFN is October 20-something
to
20-something. And Pete Kaiser is going to be a keynote speaker.
Yes, cool.
Yeah, so that'll be awesome.
And it's going to be held in Fairbanks this year.
He seems like a shy person, so I wonder if he's going to be pretty nervous to do this.
No, I think he's been in the front line or, you know, among people.
Yeah.
Long enough, you know, but he is a humble person.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be neat to have someone from Bethel doing our keynote, doing the keynote at AFN, which will be, like you said, in Fairbanks this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they trade off Anchorage and Fairbanks.
No, every 5 years, I think it's they go back to Fairbanks. You know, I could be wrong, but that's what I had heard in the past, that every 5 years they go back to Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. So Noah from Bethel. Good morning, Noah. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. I just wanted to let everyone know the 21st annual Black Bear Fest is held in Tuxedo Bay. It's from August 30 to September 1, 2019. And that's next week. And Black Bear Festival raffles are now available. All raffle items, tickets are sold separately, free shipping to whoever wins.
Now, where can somebody buy a ticket?
Credit cards and debit cards are accepted. Please call City of Tuxedo Bay during business hours from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the number is 907-427-7613. And no, you don't have to be present to win.
Oh, wow. So you can call Tuxedo Bay at that number and purchase a raffle ticket.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, cool. That's neat.
And I could, there's $5 tickets for Honda Foreman 500 four-wheeler, TRX 500 FM, $20 for five, and 15 cubic foot just freezer, the $2 tickets, $10 for six tickets, Garmin GPS, 50,000 Alaska airline miles, iPhone XS Max, Samsung S10 Plus picked separately, $2,000 cash, and complete gaming system, PS4 bundle, Fortnite, headsets, and 32-inch TV.
That's a lot.
Yes. And you don't have to be present to win, and the drawing will be held the last day of Black Bear Fest.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I just want to let everybody know that. So if you guys want to purchase some tickets, just call City of Tuxedo Bay.
That's really
okay.
That's good. Thank you.
Very good, yes.
Okay. So thank you, Noah.
Yeah, and whoever wins will... And whoever wins will be shipped for free.
Wow.
All right, you guys have a good day.
Okay, thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Noah. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay.
You too.
And again, anyone who would like to get a raffle ticket with the Blackberry Festival in Tuxedo Bay, you can call 427-7613. You can purchase your... you can purchase with a credit card over the phone.
Yeah.
If you want to. And you don't have to be there to win. So they will get your prize to you. All right. So we have a couple minutes till the music and starts, and we take a small station break. And if you call in during that station break, you'll just be put on hold. Again, when you're on hold, you're not able to also hear the show. That's a technical glitch that we're working on. And we only have two lines, so if you call and it rings and rings and rings, that means that the other line is busy, and so you'll have to hang up and keep trying. We're not ignoring your call. So I thought there was another call coming in. Yes, Carrie from Bethel. Good morning, Carrie. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh.
Hi, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Carrie.
I'm calling to let everybody know that tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow as well. We're having a back-to-school Yurok gathering over at the multi-purpose building, and it's a free event, and be good to just get out and go do something with the family.
Yeah.
So that's tonight and tomorrow, 7 p.m. at the multi-purpose building.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
All right. Yes. You know, Yukakin used to be big in the earlier days, you know, in our villages, you know. Mm-hmm. So right after harvest season, you know, they start Yukakin too, you know.
When, yeah. Did you learn a lot of different ones?
I've learned some. Yeah. Yeah.
And drumming?
And the drumming came later,
mm-hmm.
you know, so yeah, you're walking used to, I mean, it makes you forget there's a world outside, you know, uh-huh. When you see a good yogurt going on.
Yeah.
And
you get caught up in it.
It just refreshes you, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, and then a lot of it was comical, you know, some people that...
So there are some really funny people.
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
Yeah, used to be...
I don't remember what village, but somebody posted a link, and it was a woman in a village around here, in the YK Delta anyway, and she was dancing, but she was... They had the drumming, and it was just her, and she was doing modern kind of dancing with it, but she was so funny on this YouTube video. I mean, this link somebody put on Facebook, I guess. It was really awesome.
Cool.
She was hilarious. I watched it many times.
Yeah.
And the crowd really loved her. So that was neat. Yeah. So, okay. So that is happening at the multi-purpose building tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a back-to-school U-Hawk. And I think she said tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow. So I think she meant also tomorrow at 7
yes,
o'clock. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know, and then that multi-building is the old... old bowling alley.
The old bowling alley, right. And
yeah.
Then tonight, well, wait a minute, let me get it right. Oh, I think that's the story time I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is
yeah.
that tonight or tomorrow night?
That
was a Bubbles call.
Bubbles, yes. Community event. I just have 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Right.
Must be this evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, storytelling.
But that
okay.
music is so relaxing.
Yeah, I know. We're just gonna drift off and take a short
okay.
break, and then we'll be back.
All right.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Waka. Are your vaccines up to date? Immunizations give kids and adults their best shot at health. They are covered as free preventative care under insurance. Learn more at healthcare.gov or talk to your Indian health provider. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
The City of Bethel regular election will be held on October 1, 2019. There are 4 city council seats up for election with terms ending October 2021. Declaration of candidacy packet information will be available on the City of Bethel website and at the City Clerk's office on July 29, 2019. Declaration of candidacy filing period begins 8 a.m. on August 4, 2019 and will close at 4 p.m. August 20, 2019. For information regarding the October 1, 2019 regular city election, please contact the Bethel City Clerk's office at cityclerk@cityofbethel.net, phone 907-543-1384, or go to the website www.cityofbethel.org. The city clerk's office location is City Hall, 300 State Highway, Bethel.
Welcome back, everybody. We're going to go right to Noah from Tuluksac. Good morning, Noah. Welcome to Talkline.
Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, Peter.
Good morning, Noah.
Yes, I listened to your talk show. There was a fishing game that surfaced. Didn't even mention how many. They should at least explain Zone 1. Where does it start and ends?
Oh, that's good to know.
And
yeah.
Zone 2
mm-hmm.
also starts where and then where it ends. And to be fair, Zone 1 has only 7 days. Zone 2 has one to end of September.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. From zone 2 to zone 1. It's not fair to hunt like that. It should be equal all the way around, around us.
Okay.
Since we're always regulated and the regulations tend to change and in favor of who? That's the question. That's the big question. Is it favor to the people that hunt within the area or people that hunt under sports? Sports people come from all over in order to get something, and they pay their way to hunt whatever they're set in their goal to catch. And I've heard here and there some sports hunters go for the head and leave the meat to rot. That's the people tend to hear. But then now they're covering. If they catch for the head, then they'll distribute the meat to the people. That's fair enough. And it should be conducted like that. Because how many years back, maybe 12, 15 years back, I went hunting way inside Tulitna and saw the big moose. And it kind of rotted in the wilderness. And it gave me 9 years bad luck. Couldn't see moose. I could hear them, but I couldn't see them. If I reach lots of moose, they'd run out. And so that's the experience I had all my life when I was hunting. So from there, I try to be careful how I approach the game. In order to catch it, I have to have an accurate shot, not wounded. If I wound it, it can die in the wilderness. And the other thing, if you shoot it and it's running, you don't run after it right away because you're pushing that game further and further away from you. That's the experience I've learned all these years, and I'm sharing this to the people. Because how we hunt, we have to make sure if it's a human or a game. Sometimes our little brain up there, that little computer, can play tricks on us and let that human be a big game or something. That's why they tell us to make sure that it's a game. That's the advice to all the people that pass down to us, and then they pass on to you. Now, we have an understanding in English, pure English. If I talk in my tongue, you wouldn't understand what I'm saying, but you would ask Peter, what did he say? Yeah, that's, you know, the communication of an understanding is the better part. Okay, thanks for accepting my call.
Per your question about, you know, where zone and zone one and zone two is, you know,
yes,
it may be better for you to call Fish and Game at 543-2433 or Fish and Wildlife 2433 and then Fish and Wildlife at 543-3151.
543-2433.
Yes, and 3151 Fish and Wildlife.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Noah.
Have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. We have another caller from Bethel. We're saying a very good morning to Bob.
Good morning.
Okay.
First, I want to thank KYUK for broadcasting the meeting of the Bethel lead copper situation on Tuesday. The meeting was on Tuesday. They broadcast it Wednesday night. I had intended to go, and I got the date wrong. I'm quite interested in this. I worked for DEC's drinking water program for about 10 years, so I'm pretty familiar with lead and copper. And I'm also pretty upset with the way the city handled this, and I don't think there's anything that can excuse it, particularly after people have been made aware of the situation around the country with places like Flint. And this is kind of, in my view, mini Flint. As far as the information that I've received goes and what was said on Tuesday night, they discovered lead exceedances in their sample sites, some of their sample sites, for samples that taken September 25th of last year, and they got the sample results back in October. At that point, they had a moral, if not legal, obligation to notify every person in Bethel about this corrosive water, because it can and probably did affect many people in Bethel. And as far as I can tell, there was no notification until the end of July. So 10 months went by where people were subject to these contaminants in the water without their knowledge. And really, the tragedy of the situation is that lead leaches into the water from pipes and solder and faucets. It's not found in the source water here. And it's very easily controlled by simply running water that's been sitting in the pipes overnight for a few minutes, clearing it out of the pipes. Or if you're concerned, buying bottled water, although I don't think that's necessarily the best solution, but, you know, it's an option. But people need to have this knowledge. And the fact that the city did not immediately tell everyone in the city about this problem is really unconscionable and unacceptable. And despite the tap dance that I've been hearing by city management, there is no excuse for it.
Okay.
And unfortunately, we see this a lot in Bethel. We see a lot of incompetence, and it just seems to go on and on and on. City had a lead exceedance some years ago. It was not dealt with for a number of years. I doubt that very many people even know about that. But this is how we deal with things in Bethel, is just so much incompetence. And I guess the rule is it's good enough for Bethel. I'd like to hear what anyone has to say about that. But it really would be nice if the city could behave like a grown-up city and protect the people in this community when something like this happens.
I think in the article that came out about it, it like to your point, it's saying the city notified the public of high levels in July 2019, months later than required under state regulations. So they delayed informing the public, either accidentally or, but it was, they were supposed to have informed the public months earlier.
Yes, I did, mean, that's a simple fact. And there is no explanation for it. I heard the city manager, who was not the city manager back in September or October of 18, so this didn't really rest on his shoulders. But I heard him making all kinds of excuses Tuesday night. Oh, one of the water operators resigned, and there was, you know, disruption, and we doubled the amount of water we were putting out at the water plant, and that affected the chemistry, which no doubt is true. But if you know you're doing that and you may affect the treatment, then you should be doubly on alert for things like this. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that, there's no level of lead that's acceptable. They have a 15 part per million action level, but no lead is good. And so what is the problem with simply putting out a notice to people when immediately when you know this, putting something in the water bills each month to explain this until the solution is resolved? And what is the downside? How much effort does that take? How much effort does it take to pick up the phone and call KORUK and say, look, people in Bethel need to know about this situation, that we have corrosive water, and we don't know how it's going to affect individual homes? I think their sample size is only 10 homes, so there's no way of knowing whether you have water that's corrosive enough to affect your drinking water or not. But if you have the information, you can take actions to minimize your exposure to it. If you don't have the information, you're just sitting there ignorant. So I just can't accept any excuse that the city has. And this stuff really needs to stop. We just see a lot of this. There's been a lot of samples that have been missed by the city operators over the years. They're highly paid. They're highly trained. There's no excuse for any of that. They get a schedule from DEC that says this is when you need to sample. These are the samples you need to take. There just can't be any excuse for this incompetence. And, I don't know what the solution is. One other thing, just for people who are concerned about this, there was talk about getting lead out of solder in 86. There was a law in 86. Mm-hmm. That took lead out of drinking water solder for the most part, but there's still allowed to be a small amount of lead in solder even after 86. And even after 86, appliances such as faucets and pipes were allowed to have up to 8% lead, so they still had quite a bit of lead in them. So if your house is built after 86, you're still not home free. It wasn't until 2014 that pipes and faucets and those sorts of things were lead free supposedly, but this, even now there's a small amount of lead even now in faucets. Okay. So if you're concerned, run your water in the morning or run your water for a couple of minutes, when it's been sitting for a few hours, and take care of it for the most part.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
Thank
yep.
you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Next, we have Renee from Bethel. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning.
It's hey. That Renee.
It's this
good morning.
Renee.
Yes.
Yes.
So I have three things I want to share with everybody. Of course, tomorrow is our Welcome Back Saturday Market for all of the teachers and students starting up school. So that's tomorrow here at the Cultural Center. The doors will open at 8:30 for vendors and from 10 to 2 for the public. Come visit with everybody you've missed all summer and have lunch.
I go there to socialize.
Yes.
Yeah, get a snack, look around. It's just, even if I don't get anything, I just like to be around. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's fun because you get to see everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And great artwork.
And another great chance to socialize is the Bethel Council on the Arts is starting their season, this mm-hmm. season, with a special concert by Che Apalacha. They're a combination of bluegrass, Argentinian type of music. It's four guys. They're just outstanding. And we're going to have a special ticket price this time of $10 for everybody. No special seating, no anything like that. Everybody gets in for $10. And we're hoping everybody comes. That's going to be September 23rd, and it will be here at the Cultural Center. So that's the Bethel Council on the Arts' first offering for the season. And then the last thing I want to mention is that the annual Steel, Salmon, and Raven auction will be on October 12th. I have one small raven and two small salmon left. If there's any artists out there that would like to pick one up and do some decorating on them, so stop by and see me here at the Cultural Center. We've lined up Chef George Bell to do the dinner, and he's giving us details on that as we talk, so tickets will go on sale for that soon. That's the only fundraiser that the Kuskokwim Art Guild does all year, so it's a real fun evening, and we've got lots of outstanding artists doing Salmon and Raven this year, as always. Diane, you're an artist. You've done at least one Fish On, as I recall.
Yes, it was called Barbie On, because it was Barbie riding a bedazzled salmon.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was fabulous.
I even bedazzled her boots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was riding it like a wild horse.
But that's
it was a salmon. Yep.
Yep. So anyway, those
Barbie
are
On.
Barbie On. If anyone wants to get a hold of me, stop by the Cultural Center or call me at 543-4538. Okay. I understand that the Sedan Gala last night was a huge success, and thanks to everybody that helped Dr. Jill Seaman with her fundraising efforts. They put on a Herculean effort to provide everyone with that opportunity. I just want to say thanks to Vicki Malone, who headed it up this year. So it was great.
Yeah. Well done.
So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Renee.
Bye.
Okay, so Saturday market tomorrow, Che Apalacha Music September 23rd, Steel Salmon Auction October 12th, Sudan fundraiser last night was a great event. Okay, good. We have Stella from Bethel. Good morning, Stella.
Hi, good morning, my very topic is about is bullying. All the parents all around everywhere needs to talk to their kids and who they hang out with. I mean, because this bullying really needs to stop. Because I know I heard my baby got bullied pretty bad, and
I'm sorry.
I heard who it was, and I'm not really happy about it. And I hopefully those people who bullied my 14-year-old, I hope they're gonna they're gonna regret it.
Are these families that you would be able to go and talk to about what happened?
I mean, I just heard I don't know who their parents are, but...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry that happened to your son.
Yeah. So I hopefully everybody around this Delta better talk to their kids about bullying. And then it's not good to be bullied, or it's not fun. And I know I heard people do, when they get hurt, I don't know, 'cause that wasn't supposed to happen.
No.
So hopefully those teachers and everybody better watch the school closely or talk to the kids about bullying, you know. But I'm sorry, I'm just really not, I don't know, I'm just not happy because my 14-year-old is gone. But yeah, I just want to talk about that topic.
Okay. Okay, it's a little hard to hear. Okay, thank you, Stella.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that's terrible.
Hmm.
And you know, some parents. This is the hard part. Your child is doing the bullying, and so they need your guidance, and they need you to be talking with them at dinner and the breakfast, and just having conversations about how are they treating other kids in school. And this is, you know, this is very hard. I'm very sorry for Stella's family going through that. So we have just a few minutes. We have about 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. Plenty of time for someone to squeeze in a call if you'd like. Peter will give you the numbers. I'll check the email.
Yes, you can call at 543-KYUK. That's 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954.
And you can shoot us an email at radio@kyuk.org.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Grady from Bethel.
Okay.
Just in under the wire, I heard Renee talking about all the events coming up.
I know.
During Taste of Bethel, I want to remind people that I have the opportunity to offer a prize to the best of Gouda recipe. In order to get involved with that, people need to email me, Grady@kyuk.org, just to say that they want to be involved. And then at Taste of Bethel, show up with two cups of your best of Gouda recipe. And I'll be aggregating the judges from the cooks at Taste of Bethel. And there's a $100 prize for the best.
Remind us of the date for Taste of Bethel.
That's the 31st.
31st of September. Of August.
Yes.
August,
and you know what? Coming up on the 14th of September, and there'll be more on this, but 14th of September, there's going to be a Bethel's Got Talent as well. That's Saturday, the 14th of September, but details to come. Get ready. Get practicing. There'll be prizes for that as well.
Oh, my gosh. Bethel's Got Talent. That's fun.
Hmm.
I would love to do something.
So anything you hear about that, if you want any more information, you can email me, Grady@kyuk.org. Whether that's about the best of Gouda recipe or whether that's about the taste of, the upcoming Bethel's Got Talent or the state fair, the Bethel Fair stuff that I'll be
Bethel
communicating
fair?
About shortly.
When's
on the 12th, 13th, and on the 11th, 12th, and 13th, we'll be aggregating the stuff. There'll be a judging at the Cultural Center on the 13th, Friday the 13th, and that evening, and then Saturday the 14th, they'll be viewing leading up to the Bethel's Got Talent that evening.
Now, is this from the Extension, Cooperative Extension? Are they doing
fair? I've got Charlie Dan from the city working with me. I've got from UAF.
Oh, okay.
We're resurrecting it, but the 4-H is doing their version as well, so we're definitely cooperating.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, that's all. That's fun to have a fair. Okay.
I know time's running short, so have a nice day, folks.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
I'm not saying it's fun to have affairs. It's just fun to have a fair.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. Sam from Bethel, good morning.
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 Hey, good morning, Sam.
Hi, Pete.
Okay.
That time of year again. You got to remind the people to don't leave your guns loaded moose hunt time. Kids
yes.
are always running around playing with stuff, and mm-hmm. a lot of bad things happen when you leave your guns loaded.
Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Yeah, and wear your flow coat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a friend of mine called me from Kenai. He was fishing on the Kenai River, walking in with waders on, and out of nowhere, a monster wave came and just threw him down. He's a 400-pound-plus man, so... Mother Nature is the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wear your flow coat, please.
Yes.
Yeah, and take care of your guns, people. Don't leave them laying around loaded.
Yes.
All right. Everybody have a good, safe weekend. You too, Pete.
All right. You too. Yeah, and then everybody pick up your trash.
Oh, man. That was a crazy winter. Last winter, I was picking up trash all along the way to Kalskag, and I picked up a whole moose lake somebody had lost.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ended up in the elder programs.
Okay.
Good fresh moose over there.
That part's not trash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Sam, for calling.
Okay. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too,
you
Sam.
Too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Well, we have like a minute or two, so you're going to have to be a fast dialer and a fast talker if you want to get something in real quick, or a fast emailer, which I'll read really fast. Other than that,
you can see a little further now.
Yeah, now it's warming up a little bit, mm-hmm. and the fog is lifting, and I think the road, getting stuck in the road, is going to happen more towards Swanson's. Are they going to do stuff on the main road where we'll be in traffic jams?
Hard to tell right now, but yeah. I know they were active around Swanson's area.
Yeah.
And down towards the Slough area. So people expect to be delayed here and there.
Are they paving all the way down there to Brown Slough?
I really don't know. I can't say for now.
I can't tell what's going
on. Yeah, but yeah. They are putting attention in here and there all over.
Uh-huh.
All over and
yeah.
And the stuff they're putting on feels so good.
I know. I like it. I didn't know if they were going to pave the entire Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway or just certain parts, because they've paved some and then it's not paved. It's just the old blacktop and then there's fresh, and I didn't know if the old one was going to be chewed up and also replaced, but maybe not. I don't know. So.
But people, expect delays. Some people are, get frustrated because they have an appointment or something to do at a certain time, and they're stuck on a traffic. So, give yourself extra little time to make it to where you're supposed to be.
Yeah. And those flaggers are doing a great job because they have a lot of responsibility to make sure we don't crash into each other.
Yes.
So thank you to the flaggers, because you're standing there, and I see you standing there hour after hour. And keeping yourself paying attention, which is great. All right, thank you everyone for the calls. We really appreciated it and enjoyed it, and we look forward to hearing from you next Friday for another edition of TalkLine.
Yes. Okay, thank you everyone for calling in, and as listeners, we thank you for bearing with us today, and we want everyone to be safe out there. Everyone, please be careful out there. Help one another when you see someone in distress. So we thank you all. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone.